And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, Some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And his father refused, and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you. Then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And the Lord said unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Stretch out thy rod, and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. I will not drive them out from before thee in one year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against thee. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. For they said unto me, Make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causeth the curse, and the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled, and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. That he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? for thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee for ever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. Howbeit the kingdom is turned about, and is become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord.
And take with thee 10 loaves and cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the child.
And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance, and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord.
Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her.
Now my flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome.
And he dwelleth in desolate cities and in houses which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps.
Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power?
He hath cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. Thou art become cruel to me. With thy strong hand thou opposest thyself against me.
They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one.
A Psalm of David.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them.
I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children.
Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap.
We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us.
When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin.
The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation.
I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation.
The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner.
For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes.
He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length.
How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers.
Thy silver is become dross, thy wine mixed with water.
With arrows and with bows shall men come thither, because all the land shall become briars and thorns.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. All they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us?
Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. The counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. How say ye unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? The princes of Zoan are become fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof.
And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed.
And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch.
And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water.
In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes.
Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works.
Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands.
A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation.
I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time.
Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me,
that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, saith the Lord. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. But if he will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. Micah the Morsite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and spake to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. For I have sworn by myself, saith the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities thereof shall be perpetual wastes. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all of the mingled people that are in the midst of her. And they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, and astonishment, and an hissing without an inhabitant. How is Shishak taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces, how is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she hath none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her, they are become her enemies. And from the daughter of Zion all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for me to relieve the soul. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am become vile. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. Even the sea monsters draw out the breast, they give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people is become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. Their visage is blacker than a coal, they are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones, it is withered, it is become like a stick. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thine idols which thou hast made. And thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. Of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All they are brass, and tin, and iron, and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of silver. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because ye are all become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations. And they shall say, This land that was desolate is become like the garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with the small people. And Ephraim said,
Yet I am become rich, I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up.
So Jonah went out of the city, and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city.
Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. Therefore their goods shall become a booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How is she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Every one that passeth by her shall hiss and wag his head. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth a headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it.
Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And have ye not read this scripture, The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner? And he beheld him and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. And make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth? Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. ye are fallen from grace. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.